Etymology and meanings of literary divisive metaphor. The term metaphor originated from the French term métaphore. However, in French, it has arrived from the Greek term metaphora, which means to transfer. Grammatically, it is a noun with plural metaphors. In literature, it is a figure of speech. It makes the major element of figurative language. In this figure, a word or a phrase representing a thing or an idea demonstrates its application to what it is not applicable. Definition of literary divisive metaphor. To define it in literary devices terms, it means a figure of speech that presents an idea, action, or object in a way that it is compared to a thing, idea, object to which it is incomparable. Literally, such comparisons do not happen. Yet, this comparison helps in clarifying meanings. Common examples of metaphors. I. Journey of love. I. Blindness of mind. The I. Stupidity of the age. If. Crime of love. The. Garden of solitude. Vi. Battle of wits. Vi. Climb a bandwagon. Vi. Making a beeline. X. Put on autopilot. X. Finger in the pie. Zi. A sitting duck. Shakespearean metaphors. I. Abraham's bosom. Zi. Beauty's field. Ei. Beauty's legacy. If. Barbary horse. Vi. Bleeding rings. Vi. Dove-feathered raven. Vi. Drunken desire. Vi. Knit your hearts. X. Lady tongue. X. Love's picture. Love's sweet bait. Love's eyes. Literary examples of metaphors. Example number 1. From King Lear by William Shakespeare. The weight of this sad time we must obey. Speak what we feel, not what we ought to say. The oldest hath borne most, we that are young. Shall never see so much, nor live so long. This passage occurs in the popular play of William Shakespeare, King Lear. Here Shakespeare presents time as if it is a human being, or something very heavy, having great weight. Yet time never has a weight. This is an exceptionally good metaphor Shakespeare has used to make his audience understand the importance of time. Example number 2. From The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. The occasion rested heavily upon marriage's broad shoulders. It was her task to see that all things went in due form. And after the best home traditions, and flying wildly hither and thither, bowling everyone out of the way, and scolding and exhorting all day with her tremendous voice. This passage occurs in the novel, The Jungle, by Upton Sinclair. Sinclair has presented an abstract idea of the occasion as if it is a very heavy responsibility that marriage cannot take up. Yet, she seems as light as a feather. It has rather reduced the heaviness of this responsibility. This is an incredibly good metaphor used to show how the occasion is heralding something grave for Marija and yet she is not realizing it. Example number 3. From Dreamland by Christina Rossetti. Where sunless rivers weep, their waves into the deep. She sleeps a charmed sleep, awake her not. Led by a single star, she came from very far, to seek where shadows are. Her pleasant lot. Christian Rossetti in her poem Dreamland has presented rivers as if they are human beings. She compares the rivers to human beings as they show their sorrow by weeping. This metaphorical language has rather personified the rivers, making the audiences feel an emotional attachment to the poetic idea. Example number 4. From Hard Times by Charles Dickens. 4. The boys and girls sat on the face of the inclined plane in two compact bodies, divided up the center by a narrow interval. And Sissy, being at the corner of a row on the sunny side, came in for the beginning of a sunbeam, of which Bitzer, being at the corner of a row on the other side, a few rows in advance, caught the end. But, whereas the girl was so dark-eyed and dark-haired, that she seemed to receive a deeper and more lustrous color from the sun, when it shone upon her, the boy was so light-eyed and light-haired that the self-same rays appeared to draw out of him what little color he ever possessed. This passage from Hard Times shows many metaphors at work. The face of the inclined plane having two compact bodies show how a metaphor works in a narrative. It shows as if it is another body having its own face. It shows how Dickens compares things and how he uses unique metaphors. Example number 5. From Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. The sea reach of the Thames stretched before us like the beginning of an interminable waterway. In the offing, the sea and the sky were welded together without a joint, and in the luminous space, the tan sails of the barges drifting up with the tide seemed to stand still in red clusters of canvas sharply peaked, with gleams of varnished sprits. A haze rested on the low shores that ran out to sea in vanishing flatness. This passage occurs in Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. First, Conrad shows the Thames stretching, which is a direct metaphor. The next sentence shows several metaphors such as the welding of the sea, and the sky, the sails of the barges having peaks and haze that is taking rest. Only Conrad could have used so many metaphors in just a few sentences. Types of metaphor. There are several types of metaphors. Some of the important terms are as follows. 1. Absolute metaphor. 2. Complex metaphor. 3. Conceptual metaphor. 4. Conventional metaphor. 5. Extended metaphor. 6. Dead metaphor. How to create metaphors. 1. Make a plan and choose a thing, a concept or idea, a character, a person or anything you want to compare. 2. Focus on what you are comparing that thing, person or idea with. 3. Observe similarities and differences. 4. Compare it directly. Benefits of using metaphors. 1. Metaphors help make language easy, understandable, and descriptive. 2. They help writers to convey their messages easily. 3. They help writers to create new linguistic structures and a unique style in writing. 4. They help readers stretch their imaginations and understand difficult concepts. 5. They also help readers understand things easily and appreciate the literary qualities of a piece of writing. 6. They are a powerful tool for communication, making connections, appreciating things, and understanding abstract ideas. Literary device of metaphor in literary theory. 1. Metaphors are very important in literary theory. Specifically, in formalism or Russian formalism, metaphor is the primary literary term used to make ideas clear and appreciate the literariness of a poetic piece. 2. They are significant in readers' response theory in that they help readers understand different cultural ideas and social abstractions. 3. They are used in structuralism and post-structuralism in clarifying abstractions and social constructions. 4. Some of the titles used in different other literary theories such as critical race theory, critical indigenous or indigenous critical theory, queer theory, and post-colonialism are also metaphorical in that they signify several abstract ideas. 5. Capitalism and Marxism, 2, utilize metaphors extensively to signify identity, sexuality, gender, norms, mores and conventions. Suggested readings. Bennett, Andrew, and Nicholas Royal. Literature, Criticism and Theory. Harlow, UK, Pearson, 2004. Print, Barry, Peter. Beginning Theory, An Introduction to Literary and Cultural Theory. Manchester University Press, 2020. Print, Goethe, Andrew. The Language of Metaphors. Routledge, 1997. Print, Thompson, Michael, Richard Ellis, and Aaron Waldavsky. Cultural Theory. Routledge, 2018. Print,